Research techniques. In the 21st century, archaeology is much more than digging. Techniques borrowed from other disciplines are used to improve results. In Trafalgar, archaeologists work side by side with geologists, geographers, historians, chemists, physicists, marine biologists, environmental scientists, sustainable tourism specialists, heritage managers, and along etc. Some of these techniques are material studies of remains of pottery, terrestrial and marine fauna, metals, coins, to characterise the human groups that inhabited this space. Hearchaeological studies of the ancient lagoon to confirm that Cape Trafalgar was never an islet. Geophysical studies carried out in both the beach and the Cape to confirm the presence of archaeological remains beneath the sand. Bioanthropological analysis of bone remains to characterise the burials, number of individuals, sex, age, height, pathologies. Archaeometric analysis of pottery and especially the prehistoric grave goods to gain a better understanding of the origin and composition of the materials used. Absolute dating of organic remains in the ancient lagoon and the bones found in the prehistoric and early medieval tombs to establish their chronology. Residue analysis on remains and sediments on the salting vats to establish the fish products with which garum was made, and pollen analysis of the sediments in the salting vats to establish the aromatic herbs and spices used in garum.